Now, boys and girls, last week in our lessons in God's holy word, the Bible, we began to look at the things that were told in the New Testament. And you remember how the New Testament really begins with the birth of two babies. The first, of course, is John the Baptist, or the man who was to go on to be John the Baptist. And the other one, of course, was our Lord Jesus Christ himself. And both the births, of course, were wondrous in their own way. The birth of John the Baptist was a very wonderful birth. But, of course, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, that was the greatest birth of all. The world had never seen a birth like the birth of Jesus Christ. Because what it was really, you remember, it was God becoming as a man in order that he might bring salvation. And so God came into this world. The Bible tells us that God was manifest in the flesh. That means that God was seen as a man in the flesh. And of course, that one in whom he was seen was Jesus Christ, the Son of God and God the Son. Now, the Bible tells us very, very little then after the birth of John and after the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, it tells us nothing more virtually about John the Baptist, and it tells us very little about our Lord Jesus Christ even until they had both became men. John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness, as we'll see next time, and then our Lord Jesus Christ came preaching as well along and after John the Baptist. But there are one or two things, and one especially, that we're told about our Lord Jesus Christ, which is very, very important, and especially to you boys and girls. The first of them, of course, is when Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to the temple after he was born, as the law of Israel commanded. And in the temple there was an old man who was called Simeon. And the Holy Spirit of God, the Bible tells us, told Simeon to go up into the temple and he would see something that he had longed to see all the days of his life. What he was going to see, of course, was Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us how Simeon came and he took the infant Jesus up into his arms and he said these words. He said, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." You see, for all of those years, you remember we told you about the ones who waited all those years for the coming of the Messiah, of the Christ. And now Simeon, one of those people, had now seen the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He had seen him with his own eyes. And now he is saying to God, "Now, Lord," he's saying, "let your servant depart in peace." He was ready to go to heaven and he was ready to go to be with the Lord forever now that he had seen the Lord Jesus Christ, even as an infant. Well, we're told about that. Then we're told about how Mary and Joseph went back to Nazareth again and how our Lord Jesus Christ grew in stature. That is, he grew up to be a boy. How he grew in wisdom, how he grew in knowledge, how he grew up learning the things of God, who indeed was his Father in heaven. Now, the next thing that we're told is when our Lord Jesus Christ was about 12 years old. Every year, the Bible tells us, Mary and Joseph went up to one of the great feasts in the city of Jerusalem. The feast that they went to every year was the feast of the Passover. You remember the Passover was when God had brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, when they had slain the lamb, sprinkled the blood on the doorposts and the lintels. You remember that many, many, many months ago we told you about that. Well, every year that feast of the Passover was held, and every year Mary and Joseph went up to celebrate the feast of the Passover. And this year, because Jesus now, you see, was becoming a young man, really, it was time for him to go up to the feast in Jerusalem as well. And up to the feast he went. He would have seen all of those things that were taking place there. And perhaps he was beginning to think that he was to be the Lamb of God. He was to be the one who was to be sacrificed for the sins of men and women and boys and girls. However, as they were coming back from the feast, Mary and Joseph and all the other people from Nazareth, way up in the north of the country, suddenly it was discovered that Jesus wasn't with them. Perhaps Joseph thought, "Oh well, he's still just a little boy, so he'll be with his mother and all the women." Perhaps his mother thought, well, now he's growing up into a man, he'll be with all Joseph and with all the other men. But of course Jesus was with neither. Jesus was still back in Jerusalem. Back to Jerusalem they went, and they found our Lord Jesus Christ still in the temple. And he was speaking to all the great doctors of the law, all the men that knew all the things about the law of God and so on. And he was speaking to them, and he was asking them questions and asking for answers from them. And Mary came to him, and Mary said, "Where have you been? Did you not know that we were searching for you?" And then our Lord Jesus Christ said some tremendous words. He said, "Do you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Who do you think he meant by his Father? And of course he meant his Father in heaven. He meant God in heaven. And when he said, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" then what he was saying was that already he was beginning to see that he had come into this world to be the Savior, to be the Lord, to be the one through whom we would be saved. And then the Bible concludes that incident very simply by telling us then that our Lord Jesus Christ went down to Nazareth, and he was subject unto them, that's to Mary and to Joseph, he was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. He was subject unto them. What does that mean? It means he did what they told him to do. He was obedient to his earthly parents. When our Lord Jesus Christ did that, remember, boys and girls, he already knew that his Father was his Father in heaven. Already he knew that he was one with God Almighty. And yet, you see, he was obedient to his Father and Mother here on the earth in that sense. Why was that? Well, you know, when Christ came to bring salvation, boys and girls, one of the things that he did was this. He obeyed the law of God for us. We can't obey the law of God, the Ten Commandments, if you like. There is not one of us that has not disobeyed the law of God at one point or another. Each and every one of us has disobeyed God's law. But when Jesus lived in this world, one of the things that he came to do, he came to obey the law of God for us, on our behalf, in our place. And isn't there a part of the law of God that says, especially to young people and to children, it says, honor your father and your mother. You don't always do that, do you? None of us as children ever really did that. And so you see, when our Lord Jesus Christ, as a boy, was subject to his father and mother, he was keeping even that part of the law of God. And you see, boys and girls, Jesus Christ is the Savior of men and women, but he is the Savior of boys and girls, young people as well. And while you're still young, it is good to know Christ as your Savior and then go on to serve him all your days. Just one incident, just one story, if you like, that we're told about Jesus when he was young, when he was a boy. But you see how great a story it is, because it tells us that in coming into this world to keep all the commandments of God for us, he kept even that commandment which is directed to boys and girls, to young people. Honor your father and your mother. And that's exactly what Jesus did when he was a boy, when he was a child in this world.